Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The competition committee met recently to discuss some potential rule changes, and now they're going to bring to the owners at these meetings. And one of the potential rule changes, proposed rule changes, has been met with a lot of acceptance, with one exception, and that's John Mara, owner of the Giants. And he doesn't like it because he thinks it's too gimmicky.
I don't think it's gimmicky at all.
Here's what's going on. The Broncos proposed a rule change that would not eliminate the onside kick, but would give you an alternative to the onside kick, which is similar to what the Alliance of American Football has, if you are, you know, fortunate to find out what channel that's on and actually watch it.
NFL Network. I'm a big Orlando Apollos guy.
Occasionally. Here's the rule. The rule is that you would be able to, in the fourth quarter, after you score, you would be allowed to attempt a 4th-and-15 play
from your 35
once per game. 4th-and-15 from your own 35. You can do it once per game instead of kicking an onside kick. Now, I don't think this is as radical a change as maybe we're making it out to be, because it is once per game. So we're talking about adding excitement to tight games, and we know there's plenty of tight games in the NFL. So here you go. You're down by a score. You want to get back into the game. You can kick the onside kick, which nobody recovers onside kicks.
It's like 5%.
It's the futility rate is disgusting. That's why you don't do it. In fact, I believe it was 7.5%.
By the way, Gator,
4 out of 53 onside kicks made it, which is a dramatic decrease over the 21.7% recovery rate from 2017. The reason is because they changed the rules on onside kicks. You no longer could get the running start. Only the kicker get the running start, and the onside kicker, everyone else had to stay where they're at. That resulted in the drop from 21% to 7%. 21.7 to 7.5%. So to get the excitement back, Broncos say, let's do this. 4th-and-15, your own 35. You can do it once a game in the fourth quarter. Let's go with it. It seems like everybody's on board except for John Mara from the Giants.
You guys have 24 owners, by the way, vote for it to get it passed.
Yes. So now it goes to the owners in these meetings.
24-32.
Where they can vote for it, and they'll be looking at some other stuff too. But I ask you, the people, 248-539-9797. And Ticket Text as well, 97136. Is this a gimmick, or is this something that will actually make the game more enjoyable to watch? And that is allowing a team, instead of kicking an onside kick or attempting an onside kick in the fourth quarter when they're trailing, but once a game in the fourth quarter, if you're trailing, you can have the ball 4th-and-15 from your own 35-yard line. I mean, it's desperation. It's like it's not quite a Hail Mary because you only need 15 yards, and the rules apply. Hey, defensive holding, automatic first down. Pass interference, you get a first down. Personal foul, stuff like that, first down. If there's offensive holding, you move them on back.
A lot more parts. Let me ask you this, Gator. So we gave the numbers. I thought it was 5. I guess 5%. Was it 7.5 you said?
7.5%.
Let's say once there's enough data, let's say there's 100 onside kicks, 100 4th-and-15s. Do you think the percentage of first downs or possessions gained will be better for the 4th-and-15 or for onside kicks? Because my guess is it might be really, really close, but I like the 4th-and-15 for the reasons you just mentioned. I don't think it's a gimmick, A. B, you penalties. If you have a good quarterback and you're able to float the ball somewhere, I think it's a much more fun way of trying to get the ball and retain possession than an onside kick, which, like we said, never seems to work.
All right, so proposed rule change in the NFL. They're going to vote on it this week. And that is allowing teams in the fourth quarter once per game. If you're trailing in the game in the fourth quarter, you can go for it with a 4th-and-15 play from your own 35-yard line instead of kicking the onside kick.
By the way, I was just trying to look it up, and I think you saw this. Is it definitely, do you have to be trailing? Because the article I was reading said that it's just once after a kickoff, once per game. Do you have to be trailing?
I read it as you had to be trailing. But
that's what I thought, because that's the way it works in the AAF. But maybe, I don't know, I just wanted to double check. People are texting in saying, you know, that you could do it if you're ahead and that could put a game away or something.
I suppose, well, maybe not. I'm looking at this and says...
I don't think you have to be down.
Slow down.
I'm slow.
I said I'm trying to read this here. Hang on. All right. I'll get through this again. The competition committee seems to believe that making the Broncos proposal an actual rule would add some excitement in the fourth quarter. The reason the rule would only add excitement to the game's final quarter is because the proposal comes with one catch. A team would only be allowed to attempt the fourth and 15 play once per game, and they also only be allowed to attempt it in the fourth quarter. The play could be attempted after any score, including a touchdown or a field goal. A team could also attempt the fourth and 15 after giving up a safety. Regular onside kicks could still be attempted at any point in the game as well.
You know why I think that this it's fair that you don't have to be down? Think about Sean Payton, what he did.
Well, why would you... I guess.
Sean Payton in the Super Bowl. I mean, you should be able to kick it on. You can kick it on sides whenever you want anyway. Right. So you don't have to be down.
Right, but I guess why would you do it if you're up?
If you're to put up, a game away. To get catch them, to say, listen, you know what? We don't like the way things are going. We're going to go for it here. Maybe they're by nine, and they want to make it a three-score game.
I find that a really strange philosophy.
I'm not saying.
I suppose it's possible.
It adds a wrinkle. So someone had texted in saying, what if a team is up and they, you know, maybe they're up by 15 and they do it with like 4 minutes to go, then the game's really over. So it's another strategy session thing.
I think it would be all due respect. I think it would be a dumb strategy because it's not likely you're going to convert a fourth and 15 play. It's not like it's not like a fourth and one.
Gator, I'm not trying to say it makes great sense, but it just adds another wrinkle to possibilities.
248-539-9797, a telephone number. Jim is on a cell phone. Jim, welcome to 97.1, the ticket.
Gentlemen.
Jim.
This new rule, you have the option of kicking the onside kick or doing the fourth and 15.
Yes.
It doesn't do away with the onside kick.
No, it does not. You can still do onside kick. In fact,
whenever you want.
Yeah, you can do an onside kick whenever you want.
Okay.
But it's the rules of the onside kick that they put in last year where nobody can have a running start except for the kicker.
Yeah, Jim, the AAF, the American Alliance Football, does this year. I've seen it happen a couple times where if you have to be trailing in that league. Let's say it's late in the fourth quarter, you're down by, you know, 10, 3 minutes left. You pick that fourth and 15 and you go for it, and that's how it works there.
But theirs is a fourth and 12, and it's from the 28-yard line. This is a fourth and 15 from the 35.
So now you got to get the odds guys figuring out what are better odds, the onside kick or fourth and 15.
Yeah, it's a two-point chart.
Yeah, I think it's probably, and Dan said earlier, I think it's probably close. I think he is. I think he's right. It's probably pretty close as to what you'd get, but different time in the game, different stress levels, different pressures. I would imagine that your better option is to go for it with fourth and 15.
I agree.
Do you like the rule?
What happens if there's a penalty on the fourth and 15 play?
Well, it's just like any other fourth and 15
regular play.
It's a regular play, so it depends who the penalty is on. But yeah, I mean, it's a penalty. I mean, if it's a penalty on the offense, the defense has the right to refuse, and they'll take the ball over.
Okay, all right.
If it's a penalty on the defense, the offense benefits. Do you like it or no?
I don't. I wish they would put it in maybe exhibition just to see how it goes first.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there, and thanks for the call, Jim. It seems like that would make more sense, although seeing how they're doing it in the AAF is kind of, I guess, the NFL's way of looking at it as exhibition, if that's possible. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Cal is in Flint. Cal, welcome to 97.1, the ticket. Hey, Cal.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right.
My question on this is, okay, if the defense makes the stop, do they take over the ball wherever the ball is at?
Yes. See, it's like, Cal, it's like, let's say it's any kind of fourth down play anywhere in any game. This happens to be for the 35-yard line. It's the same exact thing as if it was a fourth and 25 or that Gus Frerotte fourth and whatever it was in the Silverdome.
It's a fourth down play.
Fourth down play.
Oh, so that's real dangerous. Like if you're up and you go for that and you don't make it, so then you're giving the team the ball at 35.
Right, but why would
Why would you go for it? Why would you do that anyway?
Yeah. Hey, it was a text. I'm not saying I would do it. It's interesting.
I'm just saying it. Yeah,
you don't hate on the player, hate the game.
Do you like the proposed rule change, Cal?
I don't like it. I wish they just moved the onside kick rule back to the way it was. Of a chance that, you know, it was an exciting part of the game, and it always gave that team that's down a chance at least to get back in it. But they just pretty much eliminated it by changing it.
Yeah, almost 22% of the time.
I'm 100% with Cal and you on this. You know, I get why they're trying to make things safer and blah, whatever. You should not have cheated. Go bring back the old onside kick rule. I mean, it's 7.5%. Come on.
Well, either you go back to the old one or you keep the new one. I do think this one's a gimmick. I mean, I agree with John Marin. It is a gimmick.
It's a fun gimmick.
It can be, I guess.
Once a game.
Until your team loses because of it.
But think about this, Gainer. If it was as many times as you wanted, if you were down, that's one thing. And I'm not saying it's not a gimmick, but it's only once. And I think that it adds a special wrinkle to strategy late in games. Let's say you got a great quarterback, a great receiver. It gives you a much better chance than if you have, I don't know, Johnny Manziel back there I can't remember who he's playing for now, Birmingham or whatever.
Now, Kang, here's something I don't understand, Kang, and maybe you know this. Maybe you've seen more than I have. Does the clock run on this play?
Yes, it would just be like an onside kick. When the clock runs, when you kick it off.
No, I don't understand. I'm saying
once... It's a live play.
Let's say you convert.
Mm-hmm. The clock is running unless you have a timeout.
Yeah, first down.
All right, just want to make sure.
Bounds. Okay. Yes. I have a question for you guys then. If you're against this, Gator, sounds like you maybe are. It's too gimmicky.
How about
onside kicks they've clearly made trying to make the game safer. Yeah. So they've eliminated a lot of things you can do to recover an onside kick easier. Do you have a proposal or of a way a team can get the ball back? You know what I mean? If you don't like this fourth down, fourth and 15 idea, what is another way a team can get the ball back that's trailing? Or do you just say, too bad you're trailing?
Too bad you're trailing. I was going to be snarky and I was going to say play better defense earlier in the game, but no, I think we're trying to reinvent the wheel here. I don't think we need to. I think if you want, they're changing the rules to make it safer for players on onside kicks, and then a year later they're going to adopt this new once in a fourth quarter rule. It absolutely seems like a gimmick.
Do you know what the interesting thing is too, King? You know, because I like the AAF. I've watched probably more than I should. The fact that the NFL, it was a Broncos proposal, is coming up with a rule that the AAF came up with this year, their inaugural year, that is surprising to me. Because the NFL, it took them, 20 years to adopt the two-point conversion?
Yeah, but the NFL, they have no problem with the AAF.
I'm not saying they do.
The XFL coming in trying to do something completely
different. Right.
The NFL is embracing the AAF.
And they should, but my point is the NFL, and I was reading this Pro Football Talk article, and it makes a great point. You mentioned John Mara, the owner of the Giants. They come from long, you know, tenured families that have owned NFL teams. They don't like changing rules. So to see the AAF do it in year one and then have a team propose it the same year, that's just a little surprising to me. It took the NFL 20 years to change the two-point conversion rule.
Yeah, well, it's...
I like it, though. I like the 4th and 15. It's once a game. If it was unlimited times, if you were down, different story. I have no issue with it. I like it.
I don't know. Look, sometimes gimmicks work. Right? 3-point line. That's a gimmick. Does it work? Yeah, it's great. It's changed the game of basketball dramatically.
Shootout.
Completely changed it.
3-on-3 in overtime is a gimmick.
It still is a gimmick.
It's great, though.
I mean, it ends games.
Yeah, it does end games. But it's just wide open ice. I love it.
Right, but when you have separate rules for the playoffs and what you have.
Yeah, you're right. That's actually a good point.
But they just want to end the games. I get it.
It's better than a tie, Gator.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Joe is in Dearborn. Joe, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, so I just got 2 points to make. Point number one is, I know it doesn't happen often, but when a team scores at the end of a game, there's like 5 seconds left, there's always that other chance that the other team gets on the kickoff return or some kind of miracle that they're going to get to play at the last second, throw a, you know, do a bunch of flea flickers like Miami did this year. When that happens now, when the team scores, they can just opt to go for it and throw a bomb that'll kill 3 seconds and just end the game there. So that completely takes the aspect.
It's an interesting point. I don't know if they'll change.
Or a quarterback can run around the backfield, just sprint towards his own end zone and kill off the last 3 seconds.
Joe, they might make this a thing where in the final like 30 seconds of a game, you're not allowed to do it if you're up. Maybe that's something they'll change. But I get that being kind of the one thing that I wouldn't want to see.
But that's strategy. It's stuff that you take. There's give and take with it, and there's the reasons why there's pros and cons for everything. And this is, I think there are more. I don't know. I don't know if there's more cons to it. It just doesn't really get me going. Kane, do you like the rule change?
Listen, what I know is this: that ratings love comebacks.
Yeah.
And the NFL loves offense, and this is one of those things that I know you don't really like it, Gator, but. If they don't come up with this, they're going to come up with something else. Because they're going to find a way to get the offense the ball back, to make a more exciting game. Nothing beats like a buzzer beater totally in basketball, right? Or a walk-off home run.
I guess, but do they need to? Isn't football is king. Football is exciting anyway.
Yeah, that being said, they have made changes throughout the years, though. The extra point thing, everyone hated in the beginning, but guess what?
It's great.
Part of the game now, and I think a lot of people have been converted over to the 33-yard extra point now.
King, to King's point, anything that creates drama, I know the NFL's king, but anything that creates more drama is always going to be welcome and embraced, even though the sport is king.
Well, not anything.
Well, it's within reason. You can't go, what's the movie, Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans? You can't go shoot people on the field. I mean, that's not going to happen.
You can't do that?
No.
What was that?
Why can't I remember the name? I just watched it. It's a great movie.
Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, it's the Last Boy Scout.
Terrible. Guy pulls a gun out as he's returning a kick.
He's very troubled.
Get out of here.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.